The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the second chapter. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged and who was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom he favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen as it had been told them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. You know, it's somewhat amazing in this story that shepherds are even mentioned here. Shepherds were not on the upper tier of society. Normally, those who would be out as shepherds would either be the children of whoever owned the sheep, and if that person did not have children or they had outgrown shepherding, then they would have to actually hire shepherds to shepherd the sheep. And so these hired shepherds were not always the upper tier of society. I mean, they were not. They were working people. They were dirty. They were probably very smelly because they stayed outside with the sheep as they were out in the pasture. They would take them to the pasture and they would move them to other pastures. And so they were always outside. They lived with the sheep. They were not paid very much. They were not refined people. They weren't educated people necessarily. They were rough and they were gruff. And it shows in this story then of whose lives God is touching. But then an angel appeared to them. And one of the first things the angel says to them is, "Do not be afraid." I can't even imagine seeing an angel of the Lord or seeing that whole heavenly host that came and were singing in front of the shepherds. You know, the shepherds were trained to take care of the sheep. They could herd them. They could lead them wherever they went. They were prepared to fight off wild animals, whether it be wolves or packs of wild dogs or maybe a big cat, or even fight off thieves or bandits that might want to steal the sheep. But here, all of a sudden, peering in the middle of the night, is an angel shining brighter than the sun. with the glory of God. And then all these other voices singing. I imagine these shepherds were terrified, as it says right here in the gospel. Can you imagine? You're in your normal workplace, whether that's out in the field or pasture somewheres, or maybe it's driving along the highway, or maybe it's just in your own home or your own shop or in a storefront or wherever you work. Can you imagine being in your workplace and all of a sudden a host of heavenly angels appear? You'd be terrified. You'd wonder, what's going on? Call the SWAT team. We're being invaded. Because these are foreigners. They're not just foreigners across the border. They're foreigners from a different world, from a different place totally. These are total strangers. And they're loud and they're bright. And we have no control over them. You'd be terrified. Or at least I know I would be terrified to see something like that happening. It's not something that we expect. But it's also interesting, too, that there's numerous places in this whole birth account of being afraid. Last week in our gospel lesson, we read out of Matthew's gospel last Sunday. And if you remember, if you were here, or if you remember the story, it was the angel who appeared to Joseph in a dream. And his first words out, "Joseph, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife. Do not be afraid." First things out. And then this next Sunday, this weekend coming up, we will also read from Matthew's gospel again. And that story then is going to be about what we know of as the slaughter of innocents. That probably one of the most tragic stories in the Bible, where Herod sends his soldiers to kill all the babies 2 years old and younger in the region of Bethlehem. And so, again, that angel comes to Joseph, and some of the first words are, "Do not be afraid. You will need to flee to Egypt. Go to Egypt." And also in that story as well then too, is the angels also appear to the wise men. They had come to see Jesus, but Herod had told them, "Come back to see me and tell me where he is." But the angels warned the wise men, "Do not go back to Herod." And so they left by a different route. And then too, one of the first parts of the story, of the birth story of Mary, listening to the angel as well, as that angel Gabriel came to Mary. And the angel was telling her what's going on. And she did not understand. This was all perplexing to her. And the angel also said to her, "Mary, do not be afraid." In our own lives, it seems fear is too much a part of our lives. Just have a child on an operating table and see if you don't feel fear. Have your landlord come and tell you your rent is past due and you will be evicted, and already you have mouths to feed and other bills are not paid and you have lost your job. Watch your father grab his chest and fall to the ground and see if you are afraid. Go to the doctor and here that doctor says, "We have run all the tests. You now have cancer and there's not much we can do for you." Go walk in the middle of a night in an inner city and see if you feel no fear. Fear surrounds us. It's a part of our lives, of who we are. As these angels, though, as they heard this angel say, "Do not be afraid," or "Fear not," they also heard the rest of a message, which says, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord." Something that surpasses fear. When you have true fear, your heart beats faster. You feel faint. And you have that sensation of either to fight, to defend yourself, are to flee, to run away from the danger. But they didn't even have a chance for that because the angel gave them the good news. That Savior that these Hebrew people have been waiting for centuries, and the hundreds of prophecies that have been spoken of throughout the centuries, that the Savior, the Christ, the Messiah, would be born. And here is these angels that terrified them at first, but now they realize it's not something to be afraid of, but it is actually the words of God, who is bringing great news, who is bringing the good news to all people. I can't imagine standing in the presence of God or of his advocates, those people who are there, to know that this is a message straight from God, coming from these angels, from these heavenly beings, the power in that, and to hear that this is not something to be afraid of. This is something that is good, something great that is happening. And they had to go and check it out. We live with fear within our lives. And it comes in all different directions. It comes from every different direction in our lives. But we hear this story. We hear that good news of Christ. This child who is born, whom we celebrate tonight, is the child who grows up. He is the one who makes the lame to walk. He is the one who makes the blind to see. He is the one who makes the deaf to hear. He is the one who raises up the dead. This is that Christ who grows up, who goes to the cross, who takes our sins upon himself, and he dies, washing us clean of our sins. And he is raised to new life. He is the one who is the Messiah, the one who is the Christ, the one who is the Savior. He is God with us. Or as we read in the other lessons, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. He is here in our midst. He is here in our presence. And so no matter what this world throws at us, there is no need to fear, because this good news is much better than any, or much stronger than any fear that we might have. Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. Amen.